Hello, this is Trent.
And Colin.
And this is another big time movie reboot. Today we're going to talk about
Julie and Julia.
Yes. Julie and Julia.
Make sure I get it
the
right.
Most confusing film title ever.
You're right. It's based on two true stories.
Yes. Directed by
Nora Ephron,
who also directed
Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail. Also wrote When Harry Met Sally.
Oh wow! So she's got her chops.
She's got her chops.
And she did a reasonable job here. She wrote and directed this.
Yes.
She did a reasonable job here. She was working with two true stories.
Two books.
Yes. She didn't have the opportunity to just be fiction-tastic.
Right.
Like she has been in the past.
Right.
But let's talk about the two true stories and how they work together.
Yeah, briefly, Julia Child's story.
Yes.
Really good, really well done, very interesting story.
Yes.
The Julie story, not as well done, not as interesting, and more confusing, I feel like.
That's a solid review.
If I had to do it in 10 words or whatever, that's the ones I'm going with. So.
Yeah, Meryl Streep turns in, and Stanley Tucci, her husband. Meryl Streep plays Julia Child, turns in an outstanding performance.
Yes, typical to Meryl Streep, who's been like on just an absolute, you know, as far as I'm concerned, she's at the top of her game.
Yeah,
right,
she's
now
been on a run lately.
Yeah, huge, like very impressive performances in some middling movies. She's made the movies really good.
Yeah,
where they were just okay.
And Amy Adams plays Julie,
right?
Who
and she's much better than that
than the
role,
part that she plays. Yeah, she was in Night at the Museum 2 as Amelia Earhart.
In Doubt.
Yes, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an outstanding performance Night at the Museum 2.
Okay, I was going to say Doubt was a good one.
Yeah.
And Enchanted.
She was outstanding.
She made that movie good. So it's like, you know she's capable of making.
She has skills to pay the bills.
Right.
And just happened
a little bit wasted.
Yeah, just happened to be in a role that didn't require much from her.
No, didn't. Really didn't.
A little bit confusing.
Underwritten, I would say.
Her storyline was a little bit confusing at some points.
Like, I wouldn't necessarily say confusing. I would say that it had some tonal issues. Like, you couldn't exactly understand what was supposed to be. And I think it's revealed
that's
later.
What I was saying, confusing.
I think that just later. Well, I don't mean like it's hard to follow along with until, you know, later you realize that maybe you're supposed to think some things about the character that weren't implied earlier on. So it's not hard to follow.
No. The story's not hard to follow.
Right.
It's just confusing as to whom you should be feeling.
Right.
What about?
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
But the stories are interwoven pretty well.
Yeah, actually, pretty. Yeah.
Cinematography is really good. The sets are really interesting.
Yeah, sets are awesome.
Again, Meryl Streep's performance, her dialogue, just
that was
amazing.
The other thing.
Just
the
amazing
dialogue on the one half of the movie, I felt was better than the dialogue on the Julia Child half of the movie. I thought was more interesting than the Julie Powell half of the story.
There was a little point where I thought the dialogue became kind of trite and forced.
Right.
But really, outside of that, I thought things went pretty well. I'd probably, out of five, I'd give this maybe a 3.5 or 4.
Yeah, I think it's totally worth seeing. I mean, I think what happened is that maybe they wanted to make a Julia Child movie. And either she was being creative and it was a more she bit off more than she could chew, which I think could easily be the option, or they wanted to make a Julia Child movie, but that would have been something that was hard to make without the strength of Meryl Streep's performance. I mean, I think that we had a time machine and they said, hey, let's go back and make just a
Julia Child
movie, and they knew that Meryl Streep could do this, they would do it without thinking twice about it and completely
just drop the Julie story.
Completely axe the Julie story.
I agree.
Because I don't care.
So Trent recommends it.
Colin recommends it.
Thanks for joining us on another big time movie reboot. We'll be back.